managing the consequences. After the active shooter has been disarmed and is no longer a threat, management, leadership, or human resources should account for all the people who should be at designated assembly points, determine who, if anyone, is missing and potentially injured. Determine how to notify families of people affected by the active shooter, including information about injury or death. Assess the psychological state of people at the scene and refer them to health care specialists. Assessment after the event. Conduct a post-event assessment to identify and fill any critical position or operational gap in the organization as a result of the active shooter situation. Lessons learned. To effectively plan for future emergencies. Analyze the active shooter situation and create an after-action report, serving as documentation for response protocol. Identifying successes and failures that occurred during the event. Evaluating the effectiveness and failures that occurred during the event. Describing and defining a plan for improving the EAP.